It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Ooh. Happy Monday to everybody out there. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We'll get to some Mike McDaniel here in just a second.
Oh, my goodness.
Got him talking about the whole Tyreek Hill situation. So we'll hear from
It's off season, man. Don't you have to, like, kind of
– It's not off season.
Proper – like,
NFL never stops.
I know it's
dude.
Not off season. I know NFL never stops. Okay. But with guys like Tyreek, the issues are the issues. All this other stuff is just, do you just not even pay attention to it? Like, who cares? Right? Anything that the Dolphins are going to do with Tyreek Hill are have already been determined, I believe. There's nothing he can do or say to this point that would say, let's get rid of Tyreek. So if they were thinking about trading him or are going to trade him, it's already out there. It's already, they're already working on it. There's nothing he can do to, like, all of a sudden say, okay, this is too much.
I don't think there's nothing that he can do that would be too much. But
you know,
I do think that I felt what you were feeling, like, hey, the worst of it's probably over, but it does feel like it just takes a matter where it's always a thing that's going to linger. And the thing that I guess I worry the most about with Tyreek going into this year is we've already seen it's great when he's breaking records and it's great when you're winning, but if it does have sideways or there's adversities to go through this year, and I know that he did play through a wrist injury this year, so props to that. But we've already kind of seen, all right, he's maybe looking at the way out. Like he mentioned last year, the whole press conference, it did cross his mind whether it was emotional or not. And so I don't think it's a big deal necessarily to come back, but then you wonder about the next time something goes wrong, what is the reaction going to be? Like, is he gonna stick through it?
So you're saying that the history of one's past should just make us aware of the future. Not saying it is going to happen, right?
I think it's just one of those things that you got to wonder if you're the Dolphins, especially with the situation of Tua. Like that's the other thing.
Like I do with the injuries.
Yeah, but it's not the injuries because it's like it's not a case of like, oh, he's definitely going to get hurt. It's one of these things of if things go wrong, and you already saw last year, they kind of were going away from a whole Tyreek-centric offense. Like, they were going more to Jonnu Smith. Mm-hmm. They have Jalen Waddle. He is the age that he's at. Like, they're like, football just kind of goes through these natural progressions. It's not just necessarily just a pattern of durability.
Think about this. And here's what, over the years around football, all the disgruntled wide receivers, you want to eliminate them from the game early. So you put all your resources in to double them, to stop them from getting off the line. And then in the second half, you don't have to worry about them. Now, the great ones, it's just a bleep and a bump in the road. Eventually, they're going to get theirs. There are certain guys that go into it like that, that, hey, they might double me. They might put a man over top. They're going to do whatever they can to eliminate me early. But if other guys start making plays, they're going to have to get off of that. And then I'll do me. I think what has happened to the Dolphins is that, for reasons I can't explain, they didn't put any pressure on the defense down the field. And Mike McDaniel pretty much said as much, as where, yeah, I kind of, you know, whether it was offensive line stuff or whatever, he tried to combat it by getting rid of the ball quick. And so that eliminated Tyreek. I would say this. You don't ever want your best players eliminated because of what you do. Always make it what the other team does. Make the other team have to defend your weapons and then adjust accordingly. All these coaches that try to outsmart football and say, oh, this is what they're going to do next, so I'm going to beat this before they get to it.
Right.
Right. At some point, you got to realize you got some of the best talent on the field. And no matter what they do, your guy can beat their guy. And so that's usually where the disconnect comes between coaches and players. And remember, they had the Randy rule. Randy rules, we're going to throw it 10 or 15 times to him, even if he's double or triple coverage. And guess what? He would go get it. So,
because there'll be one that breaks through. And it just felt like the two deep thing just got to McDaniels. Just like, well, it is what it is.
Right. Like you can't. And I always say this. If you take a tight end and run him up the seam and run Tyreek on a go route, one of those two guys is going to get open, because either the safety over the top is going to go help Tyreek, and that's going to leave you open, or the backside safety, they're going to rotate over. The backside safety can get the tight end. They're going to roll the other safety out to the outside to help, and then the outside receiver on the other side is going to be one-on-one. So even though they're running cover two, it doesn't mean that you don't have plays that can defeat it. It just means that I don't want there to be a situation, and this is what happened last year, that bothered the hell out of me. Before they even defended you, you were already combating what they could do and put yourself in some terrible situations. Make them stop you. You had the highest powered offense in the league, right? They got to come to you. You don't have to adjust to them.
Here was Mike McDaniel being asked about Tyreek Hill's emoji tweeting over the last 20
Hill posted on social media what appeared to be a peace out emoji in response to a post suggesting he could be traded. Have you spoken to him about this?
Whoa. I have not spoken about alleged read-ins on social media, no. Because he's been... He's definitely been... a face within our building in the time period of end of season before, phase one starts. He's been in the building, more this year than the other years combined. Him and Robert Prince have spent a good amount of time together. And, I think, beyond that, who knows, Tyreek's known for like whatever antics on social media, he's entertaining and whatever. We're in a good spot where if there's anything that I needed to know, direct communication would be executed.
All right, so it doesn't sound too worried.
No.
Shenanigans are happening.
Nope.
That's what he does. That's what he does. Shenanigans on social media, Tyreek Hill. He was asked, we'll give you one more here. This was just him being asked about if Tyreek will for sure be back next year.
I mean, I can certainly say with certainty that at this certain moment, I think that that's there. A lot of things can happen in the National Football League. So you throw absolutes out there, and then I'm hey, you said this. I mean, but yeah, we are fully planning to move forward as a better version of our relationship with Tyreek and the Miami Dolphins. So I have no reason to think otherwise.
There you go. Mike McDaniel earlier today at the NFL meetings in Palm Beach, throwing as much cold water as he can on it. We'll take a break. But before we do, Leroy.
Yes, sir.
You know who's great with cold water? Fancy golf courses. They're very good with cold water. They got sparkling water, regular water, fancy water.
Or if you have the Blue Monster, water all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we went last year. It's a blast. Got me some hats. I got to check out the new merch. There's merchandise tents everywhere. We know you like to party. We know you love to golf. So just come over and watch live, baby. Trump National Doral, April 4th through 6th. You know it's at the Blue Monster, and they're going big. Join some of the greats of the game and John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and more. But not like regular golf. They have huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime this year headlining on Saturday night. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf. 15.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. Your Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Washington Wizards at 7 o'clock. 5:45 is your preheat with Alejandro Solana and Tommy Tag. They will get you ready for all the action as the Heat go for their first 5-game win streak of the season.
Woo!
Weird year.
I'd say.
Andrew Wiggins is going to miss tonight. That's going to be 11 games for him that he has missed with the Miami Heat. I was just reading from Ira Winderman, who spoke to Eric Spoelstra today. And Ira said on Andrew Wiggins, when asked if he could come back sooner rather than later, quote, "I don't have any timetable on it, but he's definitely making some progress."
Which is even worse than saying that's the combo, right?
That oh, is yeah. The combo. That's his 1-2.
I don't have a timeline, and he's making progress. Well, if you're making progress, then what was his timeline before? And if he's making progress, how close are we to that end result?
Ira also put in here, asked if Wiggins would be back before the end of the regular season from the hamstring issue. Spo said, quote, "I don't have an update."
Why the hell did you hold a press conference there? Like, what is he going to say other than we have enough?
He has to. I mean, them's the rules. I think that's why he held a press conference.
He already has his answers.
If he had his choice, he wouldn't.
We have enough. We have enough. We have enough. And I have no update.
Could have been an email?
No.
That's right. That is basically the rundown that he's given us on all of this stuff. Look, they certainly, you know, they would need him back if they're going to do, you know, anything sustained. It would feel like whatever the hell this turns into with the play-in and that whole scenario right now. I mean, the Heat are probably going to have to win 2 play-in games right now. They're not going to fall behind Toronto. Toronto's the only team left that's not eliminated officially from the playoff watch. They've won 4 straight. So if anybody was looking for the Cooper flag, the Heat basically torpedoed that with the win streak because Toronto actually got hot, and they also have kind of a weak schedule, which the Heat also don't have a very strong schedule to end this, but they would have needed to basically bottom out here and have Toronto pass them by. They're now 6 games up on Toronto. That's not going to happen. And I think they still got some Wizards and Hornets still in there with LaMelo Ball done for the season too. So,
oh, he's done for the year?
Yeah, he's done for the year. I mean, you know, he's done for this month. I mean, what is the year? The year is now, it's like 2.5 weeks left. But
he's another guy. A lot of talent. I would never trade for him or anything because he's always hurt.
He is a Ferris wheel on sneakers.
How does that mean?
You just watch him play, and it's like basically he plays carnival games on the court. Like he'll shoot the ball out of his butt, but he'll do an incredible behind the legs or behind the back between the legs pass. But he's going to go, but he'll throw up an 11 for 35. he's going to throw up some wild shots, but the fun ones are going to go in.
I loved when they say that's what they ask him to do. If he had more talent, they wouldn't ask him to.
The Bulls and the Heat have the same record, but the Bulls have the tiebreaker. So technically, the Heat's still the 10 seed. Orlando is 2 games up on Miami, and then you got Atlanta, who's 3 games up. So it's, you know, look, the Heat, if they continue to play hot, I mean, they could get in a position where they only got to win 1 play-in game. And it scares the holy hell out of you because, you know, you've lost 10 straight. You've won maybe 5 straight. Now you're going into a situation where you got to win 2 in 1 week, but they both got to be on the road. And, you know, maybe this insane shooting pace that they're on right now dries up on the wrong game, and then you're out of the playoffs. But maybe you make the playoffs, and maybe you don't get that pick, and Oklahoma City gets that pick. And then, you know, maybe Golden State, it's not crazy that they could fall back into the play-in. What if they end up losing 2 games? You know, like, and then... then you have no, you know, then they give them the lottery, and then you have no picks. Although I think theirs has to be top 10.
I don't know.
Things are very murky, right?
Like, we're trying to be positive in a situation that hasn't been, and just let it play out. I like what they've done the last 4 games. But that's four games that we haven't seen in how many years?
It's been a while. No, they haven't had a four-game win streak since December.
No, I'm talking about with the shooting.
Oh, that's I haven't seen it in 10 years, basically.
Right. So, like, you can always have that stretch. But at the same time, let's not think that this is going to last forever, you know?
Yeah, I will say the defense has played a lot better.
Yes.
I think that the defense, you know, turning that stuff into offense. I mean, like tonight, you know, I think obviously TCB, the way they've been playing, you would hope you would take out a team that's actively trying to get Cooper Flag. Like, they're probably more interested in the Final Four than they are their actual games right now.
Right.
But I will say Pelle Larsson has been fantastic. Love watching him play. You got Kalel Ware on him, Frog Boy. Kalel Ware talking about his rookie classmate and how much he loves Pelle Larsson and how hard he plays. This is what
the I love playing with Pelle, man. He's played with him at Summer League, got to play with him. You know, he's just he a dog out there. He may get a foul, but he's gonna play hard.
Yeah, that's him. That's if you were to just put Pelle Larsson into a nutshell, hey, that's him.
There is no question Pelle's going to get a foul. Oh. Right? Oh, yeah. Oh. He going to get his money's worth, though.
He's just so much – like, he just plays his ass off.
And he doesn't have that Duncan – he doesn't have that Duncan look, right?
No.
Right.
No, but it was adorable because he really, like – he is a big time celebrator of when something goes great on the court. Like, he's flexing, or even when he's on the bench celebrating his teammates. Mm-hmm. And they tried to have him break down the huddle in the locker room and they showed the video and he goes, he's like, me? Like, he had no words. He's like, yeah, man, 1, 2, 3, Heat. Like, what do you want to say? He didn't know what to say. He was caught off guard that he got to break down the huddle.
Right.
It was adorable. Wanted to pinch his Swedish cheeks. Great hair. And also, handsome dude, handsomer than Gabe Vincent. It's hate to say it.
Yeah, and I'm over that stupid Max Strus hair. Like, oh my
God. Enough of him already.
Top it off already.
He really thinks he is something, you know.
Just an attitude comes with that hair. We get it, Maximus.
Maximus Strusus.
We'll take a break. Play a little All Right. Oh, no. To close things out. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. You missed any of today's show, you guys can get it on the Tobin and Leroy podcast and on the Odyssey app. Heat and Panthers are in the stretch run of their season. The NFL draft right around the corner. Got Canes, spring ball, spring game around the corner. The Marlins are underway. And we got everything else happening for you. Download the free Odyssey app and keep it up with our show and all the sports news. Make Tobin and Leroy your favorite show on the Odyssey app. My all right goes to baby Mr. Marlin, Griffin Conine.
All right.
Marlins with 3 walk-off wins in their opening series, but Griffin Conine already with the catch of the year. And perhaps the moment of the year, because he hit a huge solo blast to tie things up on his dad's day, where he got inducted, became the inaugural member of the Marlins Hall of Fame. Teal jackets, by the way. Mwah, on point. Love it. Nice job, Shermanator. Got that one done. I'll give you props. Props where props is due.
Do the Dolphins have teal also, don't they?
Yeah. Yes, theirs is aqua.
No, aqua.
It's a darker shade. It's not the same color.
Completely different.
Dude, first of all,
completely different.
We're men.
Correct.
We don't have nuance in colors.
You never okay? go to the – that's not true. Really? If you go to a Home Depot and you go to the paint section, if you picked up an aqua and you picked up a teal, they would be different.
We're not sure. – okay, paint is a different color.
Not to be confused with turquoise.
But I'm saying –
yeah, it's just a color.
If we're in the streets and you go, that's not teal, it's turquoise.
Yeah.
I'm immediately taking your man card.
I don't understand what what?
Does it lean towards mint? Is it more of a mint?
It does lean more mint than it does aqua.
Ah, see? Different.
But Griffin Conine, he gets my all right. Great weekend from him. Making his papa proud. Making his papa proud. My Ono has to go to one of the dumbest controversies I've ever seen on this face of the earth. And that is Morgan Wallen walking off the SNL stage before the credits were over.
Wow.
Why do people care about this? I am really confused. This is the dumbest thing I have ever seen people get angry about. They're like, why didn't he stick around to talk to the cast? It's like, why does he have to? If he wanted to leave, let him leave. He did his job. He
rehearsals? They're with him all week, right?
Stormed off set.
With him for a very long time.
Oh, he stormed off set.
People were furious. Why did you even take the gig if you didn't want to stick around and shake everybody's hand? I don't know, dude. But it's like he didn't want to be there. He very, of course, doesn't like being, I guess, in New York. He put on his, I thought funny, though. He did post on Instagram, time to get back to God's country. I'm like, where? So you can throw chairs off a bar? Like,
he said, take me back to God's country.
Take me back to God's country in my private jet. Poor Morgan Wallen. But I don't understand why people are mad about this. This is so strange. It's not like he told, who was the woman, the one who plays Anora? What was her name?
Who? Anora?
I don't know her
name. One who hosted.
No clue.
It's Mikey something. I think it's, is it Madison? Mike, I don't know.
No, it's not Madison.
Whatever. The point is.
Mikey Madison.
They were saying he was a class act.
Fist bump. Get the hell out of there. I did my job. See you guys. Maybe I don't understand why this is a problem.
Did his job.
Oh,
my God.
If anybody wanted to do that, it's completely. Now, was it awkward because he just walked in front of the camera and left?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yes. You got to be sneakier about that. Exit stage left, dude. You're a professional. But
crazy.
I don't understand why people need to credit. Like, who cares?
Imagine you invite someone over to your house for Thanksgiving. This is important. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. And they don't even say thank you for the food. They eat, they stand up, and they walk out the front door, dude.
Yeah, but you didn't invite him.
He said thank you in the beginning.
Oh, you hired him for a gig, or I don't know. Do you get paid for SNL? I don't even know how that works.
That's good.
I'm guessing you
maybe?
Do.
You accept a gig to perform. He performed his two songs. See ya. I wasn't the host. If he was the host, I would get it. But he wasn't the host.
Got no coup.
He was just a musical act, right?
This guy's got no coup.
He was just a musical act.
What about Mikey Madison? I thought Mikey Madison was a musical act.
Mikey Madison sounds like a third baseman the Marlins just called up.
Oh, Mikey Madison, huh?
Dade South says he was being a show pony. Yeah, he was being a show pony. I can't disagree with that. And the Instagram post was a bit dramatic. But I don't need it. Like, it's not something I think he needs to be raked over the coals for.
I mean,
maybe something happened backstage.
He's got way worse things in his past that he needs
first
to be raked over the coals for.
He's a wild card, right?
Yes.
He's done some crazy stuff. Walking off the stage is the least of what you have to worry about.
You're lucky he didn't throw a chair.
Right.
I don't feel like that's going to make his Wikipedia.
Because he's got. Like, yeah.
What do you got for all right, no, Leroy?
All right, so my all right is going to go, how can I put this without getting, I'm going to say to all the teams in the Final Four, and some people think that the tournament wasn't that eventful because there weren't a lot of upsets. But to me, I think all the top teams ended up getting, you know, not that many upsets. So you want to see who's the best true champion, not a team that has a bad weekend. So I'm glad for all the teams that are in the Final Four. I know a lot of teams thought that maybe Michigan State or there's a couple other teams. Maybe I picked Tennessee. You know, there were some teams that you thought could compete that were, you know, at some point, one or two in the country at the time. But I think it has been enjoyable. There have been some close games, some blowouts. And the teams that you want to see play are going to end up playing. We all want to see Duke versus Florida, correct? I mean, that would be a true, you know, test. Nobody got blown out early. Nobody. So I hope he gets to Duke playing Florida. So that's my all right. My oh no. It is all definitely right. Gonna go to this weather yesterday.
Oh no.
When they said you might get a little bit of rain, they undersold it.
They lied.
Because
it was a lot.
It was treacherous. It was terrible.
Or treacherous.
Treacherous. What are we doing?
That was fake that time. Look, I stayed quiet.
No. You know why she did it?
I was helping you.
When you went like this. So, the weather yesterday was brutal. I didn't get to see, you know, Sunday is my sports day. I like to lounge around and watch a lot of sports. Couldn't even watch it. And then Mima, bless her heart, had the audacity to come into the other room, look me right in my eyes, and ask me, did the Panthers win today?
What is Mima's, what is her loyalty now? Is she rooting for the Habs or the Cats?
I don't think she has like a team she roots for. She loves Miami, the Hurricanes.
Okay.
That's been a thing. Her and her son before he passed, her son, they had season tickets. So they would go to every Hurricanes game.
Is she concerned about Carson Beck falling into the Miami lifestyle too much?
I don't think she knows if Carson Beck came and punched her in the face, she wouldn't know who Carson Beck was. Right. But it was kind of a thing she did with her son. So she's always like, she'll watch the Hurricanes play. She'll do that. But that's really about it. Other than that, she's just a peruser of sports. Nothing special. But she did ask me about, I said, Mima. I said, hey, are you watching the game? She goes, no, no electricity. So what the hell makes you think I'm watching it?
Jennifer?
Maybe your phone.
With your
phone. No, I couldn't even get the text. All you guys text that happened during the games hit me up right after Wi-Fi went back on.
Jennifer, in your new game chair, what is your all right and oh no today?
It's obviously the chair. Just kidding. Well, we finally got through this very chaotic week, which was
Frog
Miami
Week.
Music Week, Frog Week, which was chaotic. We got Sperm Break. We got Miami Open.
Did you say Sperm Break?
No, what? Why would I say that?
It's not like you said Sperm Break.
I did not say that.
She's like, I absolutely not.
Twat twist.
Yeah, that's interesting, though. Keep that in mind, though, Leroy, because I got a crazy story for you coming up next.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, I also want to give the Marlins their flowers because they came off.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
A good opening week. And my oh no goes to these, obviously, nasty showers. But what you didn't see because you didn't have Wi-Fi was that these floods downtown didn't necessarily work out with Ultra, which led to delay.
Oh, no.
Of show. And Ravers did not know how to act. I'm just saying. They were
dirty never know
and
how to
nasty.
Act.
Oh, my God. The videos
high
I
as
saw.
A kite.
The videos I saw, everyone looked so dirty because they were all in the water. It was just gross.
Did you see the future Steelers quarterback?
No.
Froggy, what do you got for all right? No, no.
My all right is going to be the fight that we had all been waiting for. No, it unfortunately isn't Jake Paul versus Logan Paul, but another person has stepped up to finally finish off the Pauls. And that is none other than Lionel Messi's bodyguard.
What?
That's right. He is called out Logan Paul.
Listen, Logan. I'm doing this video because a lot of people, they stop me on the street. They send me message. I get a lot of comments on Instagram about this fight. So now the reverse is broken. There is no way out. Let's do the fight for the people. On doit le faire pour le peuple. Let's do it.
Wow.
What do you think?
He's French.
Yeah,
he's French. I mean, that's French. Very French. And he's drinking his messy water.
Yeah.
Well, that's the root of it, though, right? Like, because yes. Logan Paul's suing Messi over Prime.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that is the root of their quote-unquote beef. Who do you got? Who do you got in that one?
He's just trying to find beef with everyone.
Logan Paul is not a very good boxer. I think I'm going to take the bodyguard. If he took on Jake Paul juice to the gills, I think I'd go with Jake Paul.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So it's a technique thing for you.
Logan Paul doesn't have technique.
Yeah, so you're saying, but if he took on Jake Paul.
Wait, who put Ocho Cinco cheeks up?
That wasn't Paul, bro. That was on the card, but that was Brian Maxwell.
Yes. Oh, okay.
That was a bare knuckle fighter who hit him in the fourth round. That's who tried to tackle Yuli. Well, actually did tackle Yuli in the first round of Dirty Boxing, which you're not allowed to do. It was like, I'm like, there's a lot of things you can do. You can't do that.
Well, that's like when Conor McGregor was hammer fisting Mayweather.
Yeah, I like Conor's new stipulation to fighting, which is he first wants to become president of Ireland.
I hate this guy. I hate this guy, dude.
You know, I watched Roadhouse for the first time this week, and I've got to say, every time I saw his face on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like? I thought he was good in Roadhouse.
He was himself in Roadhouse.
It was good.
I don't like him, okay? Yeah.
That's fair.
And your oh no?
My oh no goes to this headline that I saw on TMZ. Jessica Simpson reports, I drink snake sperm for my vocal cords.
She looks old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't she look old?
She does.
I mean, she's not young.
Yeah, and it's her first time performing in 15 years, come out with the first song in 15 years. So
was she like 40-ish?
Isn't Jessica Simpson more known as a reality star than a singer?
She's more known for Chicken of the Sea.
Yeah.
That's it.
She's a gazillionaire, though. Like, her clothes were very popular.
So my thing is
44 years old.
Your people's memories of you can't be being the dumbest person on the planet.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it can't.
$200 million, that's her net worth as right now.
And also, her music career wasn't the greatest thing.
I can't remember that's what one saying. Song.
Well, you know what? Maybe the snake sperm will help.
Maybe it'll help.
Maybe it'll be her torpedo bat.
I want to know how they even came to the conclusion that this would help. Also, I've never heard of any singer do this.
No, but I did see here Kim Kardashian says that it's good for
your skin. Like sample all the different types of Jack, all the different types of whiskey before she found one she liked? I don't know. Like, that's not something you go into saying, you know what, this really helped my vocal cords.
Also, I wouldn't go out and say, like, yep, snake sperm.
Yeah, there's certain things that you do in life that you just don't admit. You keep that in-house, right? I mean, snake sperm.
God,
it works.
That's the show, everybody. It was good to be back.
Work. He sucks as a singer.
But we haven't heard her new song yet.
Sucks as a singer. I don't think of her as a singer. I don't think she was a terrible singer. She was a pop star.
I think her sister was much better singer than she was.
Her sister has one of the most embarrassing SNL moments of all time. She was a terrible
singer.
Possibly,
but I think.
No, I think. I mean, if you talk about SNL blunders.
I don't remember.
Ashley Simpson getting caught lip syncing is one of the most embarrassing. She starts do-si-do-ing.
Here's the funny thing about it.
Well, she had a great.
You can't lip sync on something that's called Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I think she's
the only person who's done that.
But she's the most famous one, JFig, probably since Millie
Vanilli.
For doing
it badly.
Oh, she was Millie Vanilli, all right.
We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be right back.